Despite more dry weather, corn harvest will remain slow. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. Dry weather is helping corn growers with their harvest work, but other factors are slowing harvest down. And there's not much change to the corn or soybean outlook for the November crop report, according to USDA's Gary Crawford and Susan Carter.
Farmers have been working hard to get as much crop as the soggy conditions will allow into the bin. They've had, for the most part, a good week of pretty dry weather, and indeed,
we may eke out one more full week of field work weather before conditions start to turn downhill.
That's good. Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey says, however, that there are limiting factors keeping progress slower than you might expect with the dry weather, and that's the wet conditions of the crops themselves.
The backlog of high moisture content, especially corn, there is a bit of a backlog because the crops are needing to dry either in the field or be mechanically dried before they can be processed.
And this is showing up in how much corn was able to be harvested this past week. Only 12% of it got taken out, despite a dry 7 days. And Rippey says even with yet another 6 days or so of dry weather on the way, farmers are not likely to get more than 13 to 14% more out.
It's still a record slow corn harvest looking at the last 35 years, and that's not going to change in the next week or two despite the dry conditions.
There are some slight revisions in the corn and soybean crops as outlined by USDA chief economist Joe Glauber.
Brought the corn crop down marginally. Only 37% of the corn crop's been harvested, about 75% of the soybean crop, and only 44% of the cotton crop. Generally, because of some of the price performance that we're looking at, we've upped our midpoint on our price forecast to $3.55. We had up the yield forecast again to 43.3 bushels per acre. That would be a record area planted and a record yield planted.
For USDA Radio, Susan Carter.
And Tennessee producers are going full out in their fields while waiting in long lines at the granaries. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.